Hi, I'm David Gristwood, and I'm with Mo Khosravi here. Now, Mo's going to talk to us about Dallas. Now, last year at the PDC, we unveiled Dallas, and I think for many people it was a bit of a surprise. It's had a lot of interest, and so, you know, several months have passed since then, and Mo's here to talk to us a little bit about what Dallas is and what we can expect and why we should be interested in it.
Great. So, Dallas is an information marketplace that we've built for commercial as well as public domain data, really a mechanism to give developers ultimate reach and access to content that they normally wouldn't have had access to. Everything from real-time data, like gas prices, theater show times, to structured data like demographics, financial content, even blob data like the NASA imagery, mapping, tiling information. In addition to the commercial data sets, we've also invested heavily in public domain data as well. One of the things that we'll show is data sets out of data.gov.uk that we're basically working to expose. And again, make sure the developers as well as information workers can consume these to build new killer apps as well as augment their reports and analytics.
Right, so the developer portal for Dallas is the place to start, so let's have a quick look at that.
Absolutely, let's jump right into it.
So what we've done right here is we've actually logged into the Dallas portal where we're doing a quick perusal of the catalog here, and one of the things that you'll notice immediately is commercial content mixed with public domain data around all kinds of interesting realms, from residential real estate to demographics to retail merchandise. All kinds of various things that you can basically build applications on. And we won't go through the entire list, but if we click over here on the subscriptions tab, you'll notice that for my account, I've actually subscribed to a couple interesting data sets. So one is this notion of, you know, real-time news from the Associated Press. Great thing to call out here, Dave, is the fact that, you know, here is a real-time web service that Dallas is bringing that's actually brokered through a remote data center. So Dallas is basically the ultimate abstraction over where the data actually lives, whether it's in our cloud, your private data centers, it doesn't matter. As a developer, you get a nice, clean, consistent way of coming in and consuming this content. And so let's just actually jump to a different data set to make the point. Here is crime data from data.gov, and again, you'll notice the same consistent look and feel where here's a data set that's actually in SQL Azure running inside of the Windows Azure platform. Again, you're able to consume the data, look at it in tabular format, look at it in Atom, and of course consume it via a couple lines of code directly through the proxy class generation that we have, where, you know, if you click here, you're able to immediately get a rich object model inside of Visual Studio. And of course, if you want to consume this data on any other platform, simply copy and paste the URL here and provide your account key and the unique user ID inside the header there. So pretty easy to consume this data from Dallas. And of course, as a developer, you can manage your account keys. You can do all kinds of things like add federated, basically the ACS support. So use the App Fabric to get access control services here, monitor your usage for your application, see, you know, various departments that are using data, and really manage your entire life cycle of a data-driven application through Dallas. So transitioning, we're going to do another interesting demo here where, again, through the subscriptions, we're going to look into this data set, which is something that we actually pulled in through data.gov.uk. It's the ONS data for all the top boys and girls names for everyone in the UK. And so you're able to do all kinds of interesting analysis to figure out, you know, what are the most popular boy names, girl names. Here we can see that Olivia, and if we do another query on the boys, Olivia and Jack are the top names. And again, the interesting things you can do with this, whether you mash this up on Facebook to figure out, you know, which one of your friends have the least or most interesting popular names, all of this, again, is made possible through this flexible OData head that we're exposing, to where if we wanted to find out, for instance, what portion of the population is actually named John, here we're able to get an instant optimized result. 806 babies were named John in 2008 through this data set.
Okay, so that's pretty interesting. It's clear that it is, as you say, that level of abstraction. It's the cloud in the middle. And at one side of the back end, there's people providing data up to the cloud there for Dallas. And at the other side, there's people consuming it. Now, you focus there on the consuming, but before we explore that a bit more, can you tell us a little bit more about what goes on at the back end for people who've got data to be able to put it up there, and what sort of criteria and what sort of data we're initially looking at hosting through Dallas?
So that's a great question. Really what we're doing is to establish a marketplace of trusted information to basically allow developers to really bet their business on this information. We've set a pretty high bar for content providers, but it's not really based on size. It's based on the quality of content, quality of web services. And really what we mean by that is we're going after the top five in any industry. So people with quality authoritative content that, you know, you can basically bet your business on, bet your analytics on, and know that if you build an application on top of that, it's going to be around for, say, 12 months so that you don't have to worry about renegotiating prices and terms and that sort of thing. And so the bar really is be a trusted quality content provider who has redistribution rights. You have full rights to actually sell and distribute this content. And for public domain data or, you know, nonprofit organizations, the same type of classification there, where, you know, we want to make sure that the data is made available for a period of time, as well as you are the curated, you know, you're the authoritative source for that curated content. So that's pretty much the bar for getting your data and your web services into Dallas. And again, if anybody has questions and is interested in learning more about that, if you go to Microsoft.com/Dallas, there's a content provider page where you can submit your submissions for, you know, basically getting into that pipeline. And so this really presents a big opportunity for content providers who can hit this bar, where you're able to get an instant global marketing and really a distribution channel through Microsoft, all of our ISV partners, and of course through our integrations, you know, with things like Office, with SharePoint, with Visual Studio, with Excel, massive reach to get this content in the hands of developers and information workers, which could either spell a new revenue channel for content providers that haven't been selling to those markets, or at least not to that scale, or an augmentation of your existing channel where you're looking to create a new offering for the long tail, if you will. And one of the other things to point out is this data doesn't necessarily have to. Let me put it a different way. We are effectively the broker over the information no matter where it sits. So the data can actually live in our cloud inside of Windows Azure Platform, be it SQL Azure, Windows Azure Tables, Windows Azure Blobs, or if your data implementation can actually support our SLA for things like quality of service, uptime, reliability, it can actually live in your data center or a separate cloud.
Okay, so now I've got a feel then for the sorts of data that's going to be up there. But let's look at, I think for most people, the more interesting side, the consuming of the
great
data.
Point.
So we've got up there, it's available through a whole range of standards, you know, Atom feed for publishing and OData. So perhaps talk a little bit about how, if I'm a, you know, a developer or I'm building an application or a website, how would I consume the data? What could I do with it? Where is this likely to appear, you know, as we move forward?
That's a great question on the consumption side. So one of the key things to really take away on that from Dallas side is we've built an open protocol on top of Dallas so that you can consume this data from pretty much any platform out there, be it an iPhone, a Windows mobile device, or, you know, an application that's actually running in our cloud inside of Windows Azure. Anything over SSL with a REST-based interface can actually come in and do all kinds of rich queries against our structured data, our blob data, our real-time data to consume these data sets. And which we'll actually do a couple of interesting demos on this as well. But again, for everything around how to do mashups around this information and the ability to know one API and consume data from public domain content, from data sets from different providers, really, you know, it spells this whole network effect and this democratization of data. Not the commoditization of data, but really just bringing out the power of information delivered through our platform for this. And I think what might actually help is to jump into a demo and actually show a couple applications that we've built. One we'll actually do right inside Visual Studio, and another one actually showing, again, this power of augmentation and Symantec hands through this data as well.
So what we'd like to show now is just how to build an application in Visual Studio consuming this data. We've already shown how you can consume the content through, you know, just two lines of code for the optimized data. But if we just right-click on the project here, this little console application, and you remember that link that we were looking at, basically, that had the proxy class, we'll just go ahead and add a service reference to Dallas. And we've written just a little bit of stub code here to actually consume that same data.gov .uk content for the baby names out of ONS. And you'll notice simply that we've added our token for the account key and the unique user ID, so this is all standard stuff. But the interesting thing is here, where now we've got a full flexible query that we're doing, where basically we're asking for all the names, all the baby name girls, where basically there were at least 1,000 instances, go ahead and give us that data, and here it is. So congratulations to anyone named Olivia. That's a fantastic popular name. And let's actually just throw in a quick one for the baby boys, and you'll notice, again, through the power of link, you actually get nice IntelliSense completion. You have full syntax as you're consuming this, and here's the same data basically showing Jack is a popular name for it. So amazingly easy to build pretty sophisticated mashup capabilities right inside of VS, or going simply through the Rust-based APIs for this through the power of OData. So now let's extend that example to show an application that, you know, someone can build. Here we've actually built an application to be running inside of Bing Maps to show augmentation of the map with all the rich information that's in Dallas. So the scenario is, you know, imagine I want to build a small business in this area. Wouldn't it be great to bring in historical business information for things that have gone bankrupt in this area? So you can see these little pink dots that we brought in as a commercial data set, and augment that with crime information. So here we've actually brought in, you know, public domain data straight from the census to basically pivot on various things that we want to care that we care about. In this case, it's vandalism, basically mashed up with all kinds of other interesting data. You can see from suspicion to loitering to various other specifics here. But the key thing here is the power of Dallas to basically bring this in and allow local query filters, so you can do all of this within your application to subset the data, automatically geoplant this data, and really mash it up within the domains and the business logic of your app.
So you're saying that as long as I have that data installed, that I can bring it down, and that's one of the big things Dallas is bringing us, then I can customize this and extend this in a way that probably was never possible before.
Absolutely. That's such a great point. That's correct.
Wow. Now, this starts to make a lot of sense when you look at actually visualizing data from Dallas.
Absolutely. And again, the opportunity here for an ISV is this is just one way to visualize this data. You know, imagine the possibilities, and I think that's what we're really looking forward to. What are the next set of killer apps once we take the friction out of unveiling this data to the world?
Now, you're telling me about a Facebook app you wrote that pulled data in as well. That opens up surely a whole lot of possibilities as well.
Exactly. All the social mashups around, you know, commercial and public domain data. Definitely.